Proclamation number 4300 of 16th of May, 1948. Law of order. Subordination of the will. Understand that you must fulfill my will if you want to become blessed. My will is the law of order from eternity, and if someone violates this order, he also acts against my will. If you want to be mine, you must also submit to my will, and if it is made known to you, it will be easy for you to act accordingly, for I do not demand more of you than you are able to fulfill. I have given you a commandment to love one another. Because love corresponds to my law of eternity, because everything came forth from love and everything is sustained through love. This law is therefore to be accepted unconditionally, and it can also be fulfilled because it corresponds to the original nature of every creature. Only the human being's will has to join my will, then he cannot but feel love and give love. But if he lets his own will come to the fore, then he is in self-love, then he is no longer subject to me. He disregards my commandment and thereby distances himself from me because he lacks the strength which he receives from me through love. Hence it is a completely natural process that the human being, who is in self-love, gives up his striving for me or refrains from doing what he had done in a state of loving activity. And the lack of strength results in an inability to recognize, in a lack of faith and an ever-decreasing will to love. The human being cannot understand deeper wisdom if he lacks love. Nor can he be lovingly active if he does not accept my will, if his own will is stronger than the commandment which makes my will known. And thus the human being's spiritual development must also involuntarily decline because he does not live in the order I want. It does not correspond to my order that a division arises amongst those who have knowledge of my word, who therefore have the grace to be taught by me directly or indirectly. A certain degree of loving activity imparts my word to him, and this degree shall be increased and the knowledge increased. However, if a lack of understanding occurs for the teachings which I myself gave to people through my word, this is a sign of the decline of the activity of love, a sign of increasing self-love which darkens the light, although it cannot be completely extinguished. Yet I hold my own and don't allow them to decline. Instead, I use means which impel increased loving activity until the human being's thinking brightens up again, until my truth appears acceptable to him again and his life also changes accordingly. But never ever can I depart from my commandment of love, from the eternal order, and never ever can I pour out my spirit upon the person who does not submit to my will. And blessed is he if he feels the deficient state, the inability of deeper spiritual understanding, as pressure or even a shortcoming. For then he will be easily won over again, and he will also pass the test of faith for the sake of which he is to solve spiritual problems which almost cause him to waver. Amen.